When Indiana centralized contact tracing in May, local health officials were optimistic some normalcy would return. More than $40 million, 2 months later, they're losing patients.
I would write up my staff for this, honestly.
That's Kayla Hostetler, the administrator at the Tippecanoe County Health Department.
And not to be mean, but it's so important. It's the most important piece. So if it's not done well, we can't stop the spread of COVID-19. You can wear masks and you can have mitigation strategies all you want, but if you're not stopping and quarantining people when they have a known exposure, you're not going to stop the spread of COVID-19. And so it's so poorly done that my staff member would not have a job if this was their quality of work.
Angela Cox, the administrator at the Henry County Health Department, agrees. She says one of the first cases in her community tied to a large community outbreak was marked as complete on the state's database. But the contact tracer failed to ask what she believes were pivotal questions. Cox found out about the outbreak this past weekend by happenstance.
The Sunday before the 4th of July weekend, my health officer went through the testing lab at the hospital. He was making rounds, and he just typically goes in and checks where our numbers are at. And on that particular Sunday, we had 18 new cases, and one of them was a five-year-old. And so he called me, and my colleague and I came to work and immediately called that family of the five-year-old, because our concern is always whether they are in a daycare situation.
The daycare was attached to a church. Cox says her team worked with the church to cancel in-person services. But the consequences could have even been more dire had she not gotten involved in the case. According to multiple public health officials, many files in the state's database are marked as complete, but a lot of details are missing. Some estimate as many as half are missing vital information. Cox says that was the case here, and each oversight can have serious implications.
Probably it would have been another 3 to 4 days before we had put that together. And they would have went on having services and, you know, all that sort of thing. And so that would have even compounded the spread.
In Tippecanoe County, Hostetler says if things don't improve soon, she's going to hire her own workers and start managing the county's contact tracing herself. It's something county and local health departments have always done, so the concept and processes are routine. The issue with COVID is scale. Many health departments quickly became overwhelmed.
COVID-19 has been our life 7 days a week since it started. And so I do appreciate, I don't want to say that I don't appreciate the state's help. You know, I'm not working 7 days a week all day. Now I'm able to work, you know, an hour or two on a Saturday and a Sunday. But I would still encourage other health departments to be checking dynamics and making sure that the investigations are getting up to par on what they were doing beforehand.
Seeing their budgets slash the last several years hasn't helped. Cox used to have 5 full-time registered nurses in her county of about 50,000 residents. Now, she has just 1. Nearly all public health officials I spoke with, unprompted, said they wish the state had made more resources available for their local health departments to do the work instead of outsourcing it to an out-of-state company. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brock Turner.